it's never going to be boring. It's not like you're going to be twerking to Mozart or something like that, you know? It's fine. Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you are doing well. I am a bit frustrated, but we keep going because this episode has been a nightmare to record. I have struggled just getting things loading, never mind actually sitting down to record. So I hope none of my words are missing, because if it is, I'm going to lose my mind. Okay, let's just get straight into this week's episode. Today's topic is habits that don't need goals. So originally, this was just going to be 5 habits I started last year in order to prepare for this year, but that's a bit tedious of a title. So I decided to just shorten it a bit, because especially with all the things we've seen on social media over the last few weeks, especially end of December, beginning Jan, everyone's trying to scare you into preparing for the new year. And yes, goals are important, but there are still some things and habits that need to be done consistently, regardless of if they form part of a larger goal, a larger picture, something down the road. No, this is building habits and things for life that you need to do weekly, daily, monthly, yearly, just to set yourself up on the best foot going forward. So these are things I've been doing that might just give you a bit of an idea on how you can incorporate it. So even if it's not your style, maybe you can just adapt it to what you do and build a habit around it for the rest of the year. So these are 5 things you can always just expand or do one every few months, just to try it out. So first things first, purging my phone. I did this in several ways, including clearing off old applications I no longer use, going through all my documents, my apps that have documents, my pictures, because I tend to screenshot things or save videos because you can do that now. And I'm just like, I have this video saved like 4 times over. Why not just delete the 3 and keep the 1, or take the information and apply it to life without having to keep the video? So getting rid of all those extra things has definitely helped. And then moving over pictures and videos and things so that my phone actually has space so it can run optimally has been a game changer. Turning off notifications and limiting my screen time has also done me wonders, especially because my phone has a function called modes and routines, where you can set it to, okay, I'm going to do a focus hour now. So you can just press the focus button and then it'll go through a whole bunch of settings. That has also been helpful, especially in the mornings. I, in particular, got up at 6:30 this morning, and it's thanks to this routine. So that has been a game changer. And the night before I go sleep, having a do not disturb time period does the best thing ever, especially because it mutes notifications. So you're not tempted to, every time your phone goes off, grab it and look at it. It's done wonders. So if you also are someone who likes to do focus bits of work or block time and do focus work, do not disturb is going to be your best friend. Along with purging my phone of different things, purging different apps and people that I follow or subscribe to has made the biggest difference, especially in my time and wasting it on my phone. I did this in particular over December, end of December, beginning of Jan. And it was unsubscribing from people on YouTube. And it took me a few days, but I unsubscribed from about 50 different channels in total. Because some people have 3 channels and you follow all of them, and that's excessive. So I couldn't do that anymore. So I unsubscribed. There are people I haven't watched in years. I unsubscribed from them. There are people who have literally left the platform and I'm still subscribed. So I went through and I unsubscribed. Some of them I even watched the I'm leaving YouTube videos, those types of things. And that kind of helped close the chapter, especially if it's an old person that you used to watch and you're just like, I wonder what happened to them. And now you know, they left. That's what happened. So don't keep subscribed to things that aren't going to serve you. I do have an exception to this rule because there was one couple that I used to watch on YouTube and they left the platform and did say, like, you know, we're leaving the platform. But they did upload a video, I think 6 or 7 years later. And they just updated, you know, us as the viewer on what they did and what they've been doing and now that they've got kids and things like that. And it's like, oh, that's so cool, you know, once in a while catch up. So I still subscribed to that channel and didn't unsubscribe, but just in on the off chance they update. But it's not something that's constantly going off every 3 months. It's literally once every few years. I'm okay with that. But I'm not addicted to the short form content like Instagram or TikTok. But if you are, or you just have issues with not being on the apps and you don't feel like going through the whole uninstalling them or putting a lock on the app or whatever, there are other methods. But my biggest recommendation is that you unsubscribe from people who upset you or make you feel negative emotions, because the one thing we do is go to these apps for the dopamine hit. So unsubscribing from people that don't make you feel good, or even they don't make you feel not good, they maybe just make you feel jealous because it's like, oh, this person's traveling the world and yeah, I am broke in my little apartment. That can also make you feel bad. So maybe unsubscribe from them or mute their notifications or whatever, just until you feel you're in a better space, especially because it's early in the year. Maybe wait a month or so and then go back. It's okay. But social media is a big thing, especially with people being exposed. There are so many podcasts that was exposed, I think, at the end of last year, just because their hosts were problematic. And I'm just like, can we just be liquor men? I mean, the world is changing so much. We don't need to be bad. So just be good. So yeah, that was number one. Number two, liquids. Okay. And by good, I mean be a positive influence on people. And if you're not going to be positive, just don't be negative. Just live your life and be happy without causing harm to other people. Okay. This is mainly what this one was about. Being aware of what you consume as content. So yeah, that was point one. Point two is being aware of what you consume as liquids. So for me in particular, I cut down on coffee to 1 to 2 cups a day, and then I supplemented that with water. So I've been drinking a lot more water. I've also swapped out normal cow's milk for almond milk as far as possible, and I've also added in flavored teas with no milk, and that's helped. So it's made a big difference. I've also swapped to Candidal instead of sugar, so that's also another switch, and I don't really taste the difference much. So that's been good for me. I'm also not big on drinking alcohol, so it's not an issue. But if that is something for you and you got the memes that were going around beginning of this year about how much alcohol South Africa has consumed in like 5 days, a dry January challenge is a good idea, or maybe a dry Feb since it is a shorter month. But being aware of what you drink, and especially if you're trying to be healthy, like I said, being aware of how many calories are in a drink or kilojoules, whatever metric you are using, being aware of that as a form of consumption is something to take into account, because a lot of people forget their liquids count towards their daily intake. So swapping, substituting, working as far as possible to do better is the goal, especially with summer year right now. Drinking a lot of water is always a good idea. And having some flavored tea, stunning. My mom made iced tea the other day. It was amazing. So, so good. Number three, move. Okay? Move your body. I literally started walking up and down the stairs we have at home, or literally just walking around the house to move my body more, especially because I have a Fitbit. It reminds me, like, before the hour's up, you have 10 minutes to finish this amount of steps. And the more I've moved, the more my body's craved movement. And because I've been doing this since last year, I remember with November being the road trip that we did. I don't really have equipment when I'm on the road or even just here at home. I usually just have a yoga mat and that's about it. And finding videos on YouTube that I can do wherever with no equipment has been amazing. But even if you don't want to quote unquote exercise, you can always just dance. Dancing is the best thing ever. And there are so many YouTube videos that make it like a dance workout to some of the latest and greatest hits. So it's never going to be boring. It's not like you're going to be twerking to Mozart or something like that, you know? It's fine. Do you, but find something you genuinely love, because that way you'll stay consistent. 4 is snacks. I like to consistently eat throughout the day, and I do love a good treat. So, unfortunately for me, snacking was not the best option. So, instead of cutting out snacking completely, I decided to either go for a healthier version or make a homemade version that was less processed and more nutritious than the alternative. So that was what I did. If I couldn't make it myself or make an alternative version, I would literally just have a smaller portion of that snack, because I don't believe in depriving yourself of things, even if you are on a health journey or have made changes for the long term, okay? There are ways to go about satisfying the craving that you have without throwing your progress out the window. And I do understand, as the devil's advocate, that if you have a fixed goal and you are trying to reach a certain milestone, there is a benefit to cutting it out completely for a short time, okay? Temporarily cutting it out. But as I said, these are habits for the long term. And I don't believe in cutting something off completely for forever. Like, if you are an ice cream lover and you go vegan, you're gonna have to substitute for the rest of your life. That's understandable. But if you aren't, or you are happy with certain things, but you just want that treat, have a small version. Don't have a Magnum, have a Magnum Mini. Just find the alternative. Find something healthier, or just have like a small version. Or share it with someone. That's the easiest way to do things. Okay? And if they say no because they're working on a goal, don't take offense. It's life, it's okay. And last but not least, dream routines. Yes, this is a habit in a roundabout way, but just hear me out, okay? I have spoken about this several times in several other podcast episodes, because even if you don't have a set goal or idea that you want to work towards, you know ideally what you would like to do in the future, okay? And a lot of people, for example, want to get fit. So try and figure out how you would be fit in the future and start incorporating it into your life now. Maybe you aren't really good at cooking, but you know I can do some meal prep in an oven where I just set it and forget it. That you can start incorporating into your life now by doing some meal prep or reading up on recipes and trying them out bit by bit. Yes, you aren't full on meal prepping maybe right now, but one day you'll get there and you're training for that by starting to cook, by figuring out recipes. You can even join a recipe club or a cooking thing. I don't know what's it called, but one of those places where you go and cook like once a week or something. That can be an option. If a dream routine of yours is to build a habit of reading at night before you go sleep, figure out a way to do that and incorporate it now. Because yes, you maybe want this perfectly Instagrammable night routine where you read your book, you've got your skincare on your face, you've got this, you've got that. Okay, cool. Plug your phone in your charger across the room, throw on a face mask and sit in your bed and read. It's not perfect. It's not that Instagram look you want yet, but you're building it up until you get there. And that's what it is, building a dream routine bit by bit. I mean, I just spoke to my brother about meditation today, where it's not the easiest thing to get into, and it can seem hard, especially if you're going to do like a 20-minute meditation off the bat. No, don't do that. Start small. Start with maybe a 2 to 5 minute one, and then build it up every single day until you get to the bigger ones. Because all good things take time, and the slower you build it, the stronger the foundation. So don't rush these things. They take time. You're gonna fall off the wagon. I would know. It's the 15th of Jan, and I've already missed journaling twice because I fell out of that habit last year sometime, and I'm ashamed to even look back when I did, but I will, just not today. So yeah, it's a habit. You're gonna break it. As long as you pick yourself back up, keep going, you'll get there. It's okay. I do have a long-term plan written down. So this was all about habits, and in terms of goals, I do have a long-term plan written down. I need to start breaking that plan down into smaller pieces, especially because I'm trying to figure out the timeline of events and the timeline of how I want to actually achieve these goals and when I want them completed by. So once I've got that, I will then implement all the things I need to do into my daily routine, weekly routine, things like that, and then incorporate habits that support those goals. But there are other things outside of that I still want to do. For example, more self-care, because that is something that I've been working on. And then being more conscious about the content I consume, because I've just been very aware recently of how much I consume content. And researching content is one thing, but just mindlessly consuming something, not good. So I'm just very aware of that, because there's this thing, like I said earlier, about the dopamine hit, where on one hand I enjoy watching the content, but on the other hand there's this part of me that's just like, stop, you are consuming content when you should be creating it. And it's like, no, you're a human being, you need to relax, you need to take time for yourself. And the self-care is hopefully going to help with that. But the world turns everything into content, and feeling like you are on a hamster wheel of consuming content, berating yourself for not creating content, and then feeling pressured to create content and not being happy with it is not good. So don't do that to yourself. Don't burn yourself out. Don't do things for other people. Okay, do it for you. So that being said, I'm going to turn it over to the song of the week, which is Maps by Maroon 5. I'm not sure if I've used this song before, but the lyrics that hit me hard are as follows. Following the map that leads to you, which I know this is generally used in a context of romance, but I also think we can turn it around and reconfigure it to, instead of finding the person you want, you can be finding yourself, and not just following the map others have set for you, but kind of just blazing your own little path and carving out your own little things. So do that. Follow what you want. For me, I think, especially because we've had such a hectic beginning of the year, I think we need to take time to figure out what we want as individuals, and especially to choose if we want to do something or not. The year has just started. There is more than enough time to get it all done, because trust me, I'd rather start late but have a running start than start immediately but be stumbling out the gates trying to figure it out as I'm going, and then once I eventually do figure it out, realize I'm literally in the middle of nowhere and have to recalibrate and refigure and just recenter everything. It is not ideal. So yeah, I've been rambling for way too long. Thank you so much for sticking with me up until now. Ooh, this is long. Okay, I'm gonna end it off there. Thank you so much for being with me. Please leave any comments or questions you have down below. If you want to check me out on any of my other social medias, my link tree is below. The Spotify playlist for the song of the week is linked. And as per usual, keep being a better being. I'll see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.